Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI. Sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants!
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bulls Apparel, formerly Bulls Eye Sports, Grant Rods, Photo Ball Marker, McNally 22, UFO Tour Golf, Ready Putt, and Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald. We're available in iTunes. Subscribe to us. And we're available in the Google Play Music Store as well. Also, follow me on Instagram, Big John Vic. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com, and I'm Big John Vic. Dennis the Menace Whiten has your golf news. Boxer Shorts, the executive producer of Biggs Golf Talk, and the one and only, the legend himself, the golf father, Bill Cuevas, join us here down from a rainy and wet Florida. Wow, Billy, it's pretty wet out there, huh?
Wet's not the word. It's like underwater.
We're not going to lose that part of the country, are we?
No, I'm pretty sure we'll dry up once the 100-degree heat comes out. But, I mean, right now, actually, when it's not pouring, it's actually comfortable outside. There's no humidity. Once the heat, the sun comes out, then it starts getting really humid and everything. The rain's been pounding us for the last few days. I mean, they kept complaining, we need rain, we need rain, we need rain. Well, they got so much rain that streets are flooding in southern Florida, so it's just been crazy.
I'm currently in South Bend, Indiana right now. I'm doing a baseball tournament down here, and I'll tell you, it's some beautiful weather down here. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, we're both south, man. You see that? We're both in the south.
yeah. How was your week?
It was good. It was a good week. You know, got a lot of stuff accomplished, got a lot of stuff coming up, you know, got a lot of things going on, you know, for golf and stuff. Yep. So I think my favorite part of the week was I've been playing a little bit more, even though it was, you know, the rain. We've been lucky because we get out and the rain's been holding up for us, but I almost had another hole in one. Just missed it, man. It landed like 6-7 inches away from the pin. Hit the pin.
Yeah.
And then it landed like an inch and a half away from the dang hole. And I was like, and I saw this happen the whole entire time. I was like, oh, I was crying as I was walking up to that hole. So, yeah, I need another one soon.
I'll tell you what, I got a busy weekend. I'm here in South Bend. And then after that, I go home Sunday. And then Monday, I got to drive up to Erin Hills for a U.S. Open Monday. And I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I'll tell you what, man, I got a busy few days ahead of me, and I'm looking forward to it, though. U.S. Open coming to Wisconsin at Erin Hills up there in Hartford, mm-hmm. Wisconsin. It's going to be a great, great time. So Phil Mickelson mm-hmm. will not be at the U.S. Open to attend his daughter's graduation. That is a decision I respect.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure Dennis is going to cover it, but I think it's a smart decision. I think he's done it a couple years ago. There was something going on with his family, and I'm glad that Phil sticks with it. He chooses family over golf each and every time.
Yeah, you got to respect a man like that. You got to respect him as a man and as a golfer. And isn't that what golf is all about? Part of the you know, things that we do as golfers is have integrity, and that's a part of the integrity part we really respect.
Yes, I agree.
So, U.S. Open, as I said, any favorites for the U.S. Open coming up next week here, Billy?
I'm going to predict the person that's in first place at the end of the fourth round will be the winner.
I predict that. I you know what? I'm going to take that pick, too. I think you're probably right.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, want to announce, you know, I put it on social media this week about should we not have a contest? Heard from my good friend from Steve from Orange Whip Golf. And how about we give away an Orange Whip trainer during the week of the U.S. Open? So we'll close it on right after the fourth round. So the Sunday night, we'll close it. We'll announce the winner on the next week's show. And I think we're going to do that. We're going to put the contest on the website. And it's going to be steps that you have to take in order to enter the contest, and you'll have an opportunity to enter every day. So the more you enter, the better chances you have to win. You'll have a chance every single day to enter the contest to win yourself an Orange Whip trainer. And I want to just thank Steve Solly and everybody at Orange Whip Golf for that kind, generous offer for us to give that away. By the way, yes, Canadian golfers, I know you guys, every time I have a contest, are all over me about, oh, but the prize can't get shipped to Canada. And listen, I'm with you. I understand that. And there has to be something discussed between U.S. and Canada about having cheaper shipping rates. It's just outrageous to ship to you guys. It really is. Especially when it's a big prize. But they have assured me that they will ship the prize to Canada if we have a Canadian winner. So, all you Canadians out there, you can enter to every single day. So, and I love that idea because we have tons of followers in Canada.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of them get left out, unfortunately, because of that. But at least this time they're going to be happy. And let's wish them all luck and may the best person win. Unfortunately, we don't get to win. But one of the listeners will. So that's cool.
Absolutely. And we're going to have Jim Hackenberg on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about the new wedge, the orange wedge that they have out. And I know what you're thinking. Well, why don't you give that away? I plan on it. After Jim comes on the show, we are going to have another contest to give the Orange Wedge away. And, yes, the same winner that wins the Orange Whip Trainer is qualified to win
the orange wedge as well. So two contests from Orange Whip Golf, and we're excited about it, and those guys are just great over there. So this week, the week of the U.S. Open, though, we are giving away, and the contest will be open until Sunday evening of the fourth round, and then the next show, we will announce the winner and contact the winner and then get that shipped out to you. And then after we have Jim Hackenberg on to talk about the new training wedge, we will give one away as well in the same fashion. So how about that, Billy?
I like it. I'm glad he stepped up. I caught an eye on the wedge about a week and a half ago, and it looks interesting. I mean, it's I'm looking forward to. I got some questions I'm going to ask him when he's on. I'm not sure if it's. I think it's 25 yards in because I believe it's a training aid that he has it at.
Right.
And it bends just like the regular orange whip. So I think. I think it's 25 yards in. I'm not sure. I believe it's 25 yards in, but I'm interested in seeing how it works and if you're supposed to swing hard or soft. I mean, I got a lot of questions, so I'm looking forward to having him on.
To help with the short game, huh?
Yeah. We all need a little bit of help. I got a little added help.
Absolutely.
But you never have enough help when you're trying to improve your game.
Head over to Biggs Golf Talk right now, BIGGS golftalk.com. Enter the contest tab up at the top and enter right now on the website, and it runs all the way through the whole week. So I feel generous. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's great.
Yep. It's time for your – oh, you know what? I got to talk about also what we have going on this week. It's so busy here. On today's program, we have a great show for you today. Brendan Sweeney from French Lick Resort is going to be joining us to talk about a couple tournaments and the history behind the French Lick Resort here on Biggs Golf Talk. The Golf Life Report and – Bill the Golf Father Quabus will talk about what he has in preview for his Father's Day gift idea or gift guide. Gift idea? Gift guide? Same thing. That's up here on Biggs Golf Talk. And now it's time for your golf news. And here with your golf news is Dennis Jimenez-Witten. Well, there seems to be some connection issues with Dennis Jimenez-Witten. So, Billy, let's you and I go over the news segment here on Biggs Golf Talk. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, was about Phil Mickelson. And this year at the 2017 U.S. Open, for the first time since the 1994 Masters, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods will both be absent from the major championship. Well, Woods is definitely out. And barring a weather miracle, Mickelson will not play either. He needs a four-hour or longer weather delay on Thursday morning to make his afternoon tea time after attending his daughter's graduation in California. So there's still a chance that we may see Phil Mickelson in the field. Mickelson has only missed one major since the 1994 Masters, and it was the 2009 Open Championship. Woods has missed several, but he played that Open in 2009. So it will be weird to see the two biggest stars in their generation absent from the tee sheet on Thursday and Friday. And, Billy, I got to say, I look forward to what the weather forecast is in Aaron, Wisconsin. That rain that he's hoping for just may happen.
Well, you know, I'm praying for the four-hour delay. And I'm going to open up that can of worms and say, you know, he knows already that he's going to skip it for his daughter Amanda's, which is great. You know, family first always. But if he doesn't officially withdraw before the tournament, I'm trying to figure out how does that impact the alternates?
Yeah,
you know
I know.
Do they keep it on standby? Is it right? Does the people behind have a chance to get ready? Everybody else is in limbo. It's interesting to see how the week plays out before the tournament starts on Thursday.
Absolutely. How about this one? I love this story. Davis Love III as a caddy? Yes. Davis Love III has a pretty nice golf resume. 1997 PGA champion, two-time Ryder Cup captain, 21-time winner on the PGA Tour, and now a U.S. Open caddy. Love is hauling the bag this week for his son, Davis Love IV. He goes by the nickname of Drew, short name for Quadruple. Love III, who has played in 23 U.S. Opens, called the experience weird. For one, he's allowed to wear shorts. Two, he cannot eat in the family dining. The caddies are giving me a hard time, he said with a grin. But it will be a lot of fun. Drew Love's college career at Alabama was stunted by injuries, but the giant 6'4". 5'5", listed at 210 pounds, certainly has enough length to survive Aaron Hills. How about that? Davis Love III caddying for his son at the U.S. Open. What a dream come true for the Love family.
That you got to love it. What else can you say? You got to love the Love family. It's incredible. I think it would be like coming full circle, man. You know, you start and you raise him, and now you're caddying for him after you've played on tour all those years. And his son is huge. I mean, he makes his dad look small, and Davis Love III is no small man, but Drew's a big guy. So he definitely has the length covered. Just hoping he can keep it in the fairway, because if he doesn't keep it in the fairway, he's going to pay the price, as we've been hearing all over social media.
Well, absolutely, and I'm going to be out there all week long. I had a chance to preview Aaron Hills. There's not a whole lot of room for error, Billy, because you get just maybe a foot to 2 foot into the rough, and you could be in that fescue.
And we know every year that's one of the main courses that everybody likes to complain about. So we can see. I'm going to call it right now, just while we have time. I'm going to say the person that maybe one under will win the match, because the setup before looks crazy out there.
It does. There's a top 10 by the experts out there, the power rankings for Aaron Hills. The experts have come out with a top 10. Not too sure I agree with the so-called experts, and I'll go through this list. At number 10, they have Kevin Kisner. At number 9, Ricky Fowler. At number 8, Jason Duffer. At number 7, Adam Scott. At number 6, John Rahm. And that's where I have a problem with number 6. At number 5, Rory McIlroy. That's where I have a problem with Rory McIlroy being at number 5. Justin Thomas is at number 4. Jordan Spieth is at number 3. I think he should be lower. Jason Day, I think, is right where he should be at number 2. Dustin Johnson at number 1. We know how much Dustin Johnson can play the Lynx style courses very, very well. He proved that at Whistling Straits here in Wisconsin as well. I could see where Dustin Johnson would be number 1 on that list. I don't like a John Rahm at number 6. I like John Rahm at number 3, and I like a Rory McIlroy at number 4. Don't agree with Justin Thomas being above Rory McIlroy. You know, Rory McIlroy, this is his forte, if you will. Lynx style, he's used to fescue. I just think that Rory McIlroy would be back if it wasn't for Dustin Johnson, not seeing Dustin Johnson golf Whistling Straits, all right, and winning there, or should have won there, I would have said Dustin Johnson would have been lower on that list, just because he is a long hitter. But the problem is he could easily hit it right through those fairways, because there's a lot of hills, rolling hills, where the ball is going to be rolling downward and across.
And you know, that's your home. That's by your area. So you know those courses really well. And you know, so you can call it much better than these guys that are just out there. Okay, I think he's going to finish this. And you know those rankings keep changing.
Yeah.
And we know Rory's been out. He's been practicing a lot. He's gotten used to those new clubs that he has in the bag. So there's a lot of things that can happen. So I don't know if I would place Rory as high. I don't even know if he should be in the top 10. I think it's more his name that got him in there.
Sure.
But you know, some of the other guys, these long ball hitters, they're long, but like you said, if they get into that fescue in the rough or anything else, good luck. It don't matter how long you are, you still got to get out, you still got to search, and you still got to find.
To me, the toughest hole on that course is a par 3. That par 3 is the number 9 hole, and I will tell you why. There's nothing but fescue and bunkers surrounding that green. And here in Wisconsin, the tee box on that, now it's only like 155 to 160 yard hole. Here's the issue. The side-to-side wind conditions on that course when it gets windy. Because it's still elevated. The whole hole is elevated pretty much.
Okay.
So there is going to be some whipping winds. I see more bogeys on that hole this tournament than I do birdies.
Ah, that's interesting. And then throw in the alleged weather that's going to be going that way.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, anything can happen. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You're looking at it really, really close to becoming par. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw somebody win it with plus one, plus two. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yep. And you know what? And here's the thing, too. I looked in the future for the next 8 years.
Okay.
Do you know this is the only U.S. Open in the Midwest for the next 8 years?
Wow. You know, I wish
Shinnecock has it twice within 8 years.
That's insane. I should have taken you up on your offer a long time ago and gone out there. Would have been a great time. Yeah, it's just schedule didn't allow, but next time, if it's there in 9 years, I'm coming.
Well, hey, you know what, Billy? Make your plans.
What's up?
2020, the Ryder Cup coming to Wisconsin at Whistling Straits.
Get Billy's room ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hey, that does it for our golf news, and our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in our full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts. It even looks good in a Bulls apparel shirt, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, and myself, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. Enter promo code today, BIGG, to get 10% off your knickers or anything they have, men's, ladies, and youth. They have it all at golfknickers.com. More Biggs Golf Talk coming your way right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? ReadyPut. It's the putter cover reinvented. ReadyPut has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. ReadyPut Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with ReadyPut.
For more information about ReadyPut, visit ReadyPut.com. That is ReadyPut.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's GolfDotz.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON 15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick, the Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, back here with you on Biggs Golf Talk. And Billy, not that far long ago, you made the trek up to the area of Indiana. Now, I know you're not used to the Midwestern states, Billy, but that's a nice part of the country up there, especially when you head up to French Lick Resort, you know, and I got to tell you, they are one of the best resorts probably in the Midwest, probably not in the Midwest, in the nation, probably in the country, probably in the world, French Lick Resort.
I would concur with the world part.
Yeah.
Definitely.
French Lick Resort, the rolling hills of southern Indiana, provide a beautiful yet challenging golf destination. Playing golf in Indiana beats all other typical resort golf clubs. You could come and play and see for yourself as Bill the Golf Father Cuevas did. And Billy, you were up there. And by the way, French Lick Resort is our Biggs golf course of the week. So, Billy, tell us about the trek you went up there with.
I went up there. It was nothing what I expected. You know what I mean? Because we went together to Indiana, and this southern Indiana is a whole new world. And the resort itself, it had everything and anything you could imagine on this place. And I mean, I didn't have to leave. And they have a trolley like that just took me around wherever I wanted to go on the grounds. If I wanted to gamble, they have a casino on it. I mean, the history that I saw, that's what caught me the most, was the history behind the whole thing. I was just awestruck. I just walked it, and it was just breathtaking because, you know, even though it's Tampa, but it's still more city life out here. Out there, it was just beautiful. I know you saw one of the pictures I took when I took it on top of a volcano hill up there behind the green. Oh, my God, the view. It was like I was one with God, man. It was incredible.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Let's talk about the 1924 PGA Championship that took place there at the Donald Ross course up the French Lick area up there. And, oh, man, I'll tell you what, that is a beautiful part of this country up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how it was back then, but I could tell you how the courses are now.
You sure about that?
Well, you know, we played the course. It must have been like 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds up there, man. It was kicking, and it was challenging without the wind. But, it was just beautiful. The nature there, the history. You know, you go around everywhere you look, man. It's just beautiful. It's incredible.
Let's bring in our next guest right now. He is Director of Player Development at French Lick Resort. His name is Brendan Sweeney, and it was great to see this guy in Orlando in January. And Brendan, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend. I don't know what took so long to get you on this show, but glad you're here now.
Billy and Biggs, what's going on, boys? How are you? Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
Tell us about French Lick Resort. What's the history behind it, and what do you guys have up there?
How much time you got, my man? We have over, since 1845, we've been kicking strong. For those of you who have not been to the French Lick Resort, we're located probably 2 hours dead south of Indianapolis and an hour, 10 minutes northwest of Louisville, Kentucky. Sits in 3,500 acres deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest. Originally a French trading post. That's how we got our name. All the buffalo were licking rocks one day, and the French found this natural little highway that came down from Lake Ontario, and they saw the Salt Lick, they saw the Deer Lick, and sure enough, they put the moniker of French Lick on there. So, amongst all other rumors, that's how it started. And the town was originally the trading post. Due to the sulfur in the water down there, it became this guy Pluto. Pluto is the god of water. And the springs, there's two towns in the valley. It's West Baden and French Lick. And the West Baden Springs Hotel, which was originally built in 1901, was the world's largest freestanding dome until they built the Astrodome in 1964. It's absolutely huge. And, Billy, we saw you running through there that one night. That was rather entertaining.
And you promised what happened at French Lick Day there.
Well, we didn't say anything.
You just did.
That's all right. It's all good. And then, you know, our main outpost was the French Lick Hotel, and that was originally built in 1845. So through the years and through fires, it was rebuilt in 1901. And then in the town got busy, and there were 9 trains a day that were heading through town. It was a furniture town, and there were 9 trains that would pop through from Chicago and continue on down to New Orleans. And over the years, quite a few characters came through, you know, Al Capone and whatnot. And it was sort of a lawless society. They had 13 casinos there at one time. And then the governor came and said, let's shut this thing down. And the gambling got a little bit more regulated. And then in the 70s, the town sort of closed down a little bit. In the 80s, it got a little bit worse. In 1990, they closed the big mill in town, which was a Kimball piano factory, laid off about 900 people, and the resort sort of fell on its backside a little bit. And in 1996, a fellow by the name of Bill Cook up in Bloomington, Indiana, saw the West Baden Springs Hotel and decided to make a difference, and he committed $30 million to sort of get it back on its feet. And then 30 went to 60, 60 went to 120, and we're about $600 million into this property now. Wow. So if you look at you know, what French Lick has become, what it was the centerpiece of sort of southern Indiana commerce. And through the commitment of the Cook Group up in Bloomington, Indiana, we took a town of 2,500 people. During the renovation, we employed 323 people, and we kept them on board during the renovation. And now we employ close to 1,400 people. So, yeah, it's really been a feel-good story. By using the hotel and the casino that we have there now, but most importantly for us, we have two world-class golf courses in a really killer 1907 Tom Bendelow golf course. It's a nine-hole track the kids could play free on, and we have our Valley Learning Center down there, and it's all good. So, yeah, it's hard to believe that someone would spend so much money on a resort, but if you look at the long-term effects of the dedication that the Cook Group made, the plan is coming into fruition, and we're coming up on a pretty big July. We're going to be hosting the first ever senior LPGA championship, so we're really looking forward to that.
I'm looking at the list of tournaments that you guys have hosted, and since 1907, with the construction of the Valley Course, golf has been an important component of your resort, and it's just not only an important activity offered to the guests, but also competitive spectator sport that is played on your courses. How important is that to you guys to have these big tournaments at your courses?
Well, it pays my mortgage, my man. it's great. I mean, if you look back, you know, French Lick, it's sort of like, you know, in the Poconos, you know, it's,
yeah,
we're in a really hilly. Yes. If you think of Indiana, you know, you guys coming from Wisconsin and all throughout the Midwest, it's flat, you know, Northern Illinois, Northern Indiana, flat. If you get to Champaign, Illinois, if you get to Bloomington, Indiana, once you go south of there just a little bit, you'll start seeing all the hills and moraines that come in. And the reason is for that is, you know, during the Ice Age, there were five glacier systems. And there was a Wisconsin glacier that pushed everything down. And right around Bloomington, Indiana, it stopped. So when the glaciers retreated, they left all this just mountainous, cavernous, mineral-rich land. And we're, you know, the Pete Dye course, when Pete built the course back in 2008, we opened in 2009, he came and walked the course and said, this is crazy, I can't build a golf course here. So I'm the second highest point in the state of Indiana, and where we have the Pete Dye course, you can see for, you know, 50, 60 miles up on top of that hill all the way around.
I can confirm that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is cool. And then, you know, if you look back, you know, we're at West Baden Springs Hotel. We're talking about the history of the place. There was a Tom Bendelow built a course there in 1901. And then after the Depression hit, the hotel went into, you know, bankruptcy, and the Jesuits took it over, but they couldn't maintain the golf course. So there was at the French Lick Hotel on the other side of the property, there's a 1907 Bendelow course, which was our Valley course. And we knocked the front nine out of that when we did the renovation of the property 10 years ago, to put an event center and a casino on. So the Valley course, the Bendelow course, is fabulous. In 1917, which is 100 years ago, we're celebrating our 100-year anniversary of our Donald Ross golf course. Yep. Tom Taggart, our owner, went down to Pinehurst and brought Mr. Ross up, and he looked at the land, and he said, we could do this. And sure enough, they built a killer Donald Ross golf course. It was the home of the 1924 PGA Championship, which Walter Hagen won. It was his first run of his four. And then in 59 and 60, we hosted the LPGA Championships. And then, you know, coming up in July, right before the senior LPGA, we're going to be hosting a Symetra Tour, you know, Donald Ross Centennial Classic there as well. So in 2009, we opened up the Pete Dye Golf Course. 2010, we hosted the PGA of America's Teaching and Club Professional Championship, which Mike Small won, the head coach down at U of I, his third one. And then that was sort of our introduction back into championship golf in 2010. Since then, we've hosted 12 championships, you know, six Big Ten championships, the 2015 senior PGA championship, which Colin Montgomery won, and four LPGA Legends championship. And this year, we're going to be hosting our first ever inaugural senior LPGA championship. So, yeah, we're rich in history in golf, but, you know, golf is just a chapter of the story of what we've done down in Southern Indiana. Proud of it, man. It's a great place. We have two top 100 golf courses with our Ross and our Dye, according to Golf Digest, and it's just a fun place to go. And it's you know, check yourself on the door on the way in, and you leave relaxed and smiled, and it's a great place to go.
It really is. I agree. I had a fabulous time. From when I woke up to when I went to bed, it was just incredible. It's nonstop fun. I mean, even just walking around the grounds is an amazing experience. You know what I mean? You know, walking and looking at all the old structures that were there, you get lost. It's hard to imagine back then, that kind of the way they built back there. Because I was looking at all the old buildings and the trees and the way you guys try to keep it where you could just see, and it just keeps going. The view is incredible. And that's what I think I took away the most from was the views. The views are just fabulous out there.
Well, I think the real cool thing is besides the, you know, the buildings and the views and the structure of the whole thing, the story of how it began and how it went down, and just the people that came through the doors at the time. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things that we really take pride in is our people and our staff. We're talking generations of families have gone through, and not only on the resort side, but on the golf side, and more importantly, mm-hmm. on the golf side, is our relationship. You know, not only on our charitable works, and I'll get to that in a second, but we've really embraced the partnership with the Western Golf Association and the Revan Scholar Program. So right now, when we opened up the Dye Course in 2009, we have caddies at the Dye Course, and we just were informed of our 11th recipient of an Evan Scholar scholarship. You know, these kids are coming out of a really rural, poverty-stricken Southern Indiana. Now they have an opportunity to change their lives by using golf as a tool to get a former college education. You can't put a price on that at all. And it reflects back in, you know, by the time you pull up in a parking lot to the time you leave, it really is. It's a symbol of pride. And we're really proud of doing it and being part of it. And using golf to get a kid an education, how good is that?
Awesome.
You know, I'm looking at your golf packages, and I want to get to the charitable aspect of what the French Lick Resort stands for out there. But I'm looking at this, and what an incredible package that you guys have, starting at $399 with unlimited golf on the legendary Donald Ross course. It's just amazing what the people get for that money. It's really reasonable for people to be able to take a trip up there.
Yeah, and you know, generally, the way we look at it, if you're going to make the commitment of driving down, you're going to spend a couple days, you're going to relax. And if you're going to be a golf guru and you could play, you could get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, tee it up, and play all day long. We're not going to hit you for a replay right. fee. The only thing that we ask is, you know, if you're playing the Dye, just take care of your caddy, keep paying him. So, it's great. I think the record is close to, I think it's 108 holes the guy has.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he went through two or three caddies that day, and he walked it. He walked 108 holes. Yeah, it was cool. But you know, it's a big boy golf course. If you look at our Pete Dye course, we spent $27 million on a golf course, and we really take pride in that. You know, Pete Dye had an unlimited budget and he exceeded it, so it was rather a cool thing to see. But you know, we charge $350 to play the course. And it's worth every penny. I mean, it's not for everybody, but we have different options for golf as well. We have our Ross course, you know, which you're looking at, you know, about $120 to play. That's unlimited golf as well. You don't have to take a caddy there. And then there's, you know, our Bendalow course where we offer foot golf and junior golf. And it's a fun track. It's where we go when we knock off work. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody grabs a cart and a six-pack, and you go out and just beat it around. How good is that? It's a blast.
It's amazing, yes.
We're talking with Brendan Sweeney. He is the Director of Player Development out there at French Lick Resort. And Brendan, one of the things I want you to touch on for the golfers out there, because you guys just don't have golf courses. It's a full, really inclusive resort that you guys have there. But you also have the French Lick Game Changer Golf Academy, which looks pretty awesome. Talk about that.
Yeah, we I said we knocked out the front nine of our Bendalow course down at the Valley, and we put in a golf learning center. So we have a dual range, you know, going back and forth about 400 yards, and then behind the range we have four greens set up where you work on short game. But inside, we came up with something really cool this year. We became a Callaway fitting center. So we have a indoor tennis facility, which has six tennis courts in, and we knocked out two of the tennis courts and put an indoor range in. So no matter what the weather is, no matter, you know, what we're doing, We could get you fitted with a whole new Callaway get-up system, the new Epic system. All of our staff has been trained on it. But we offer different packages based upon your playing ability. And our pros, I mean, that's what they live for. They dig it. You really have to, you know, give it out to the PGA of America professional that, and they really dedicate their lives on, you know, making people better golfers. And if you're going to a resort, you can pick, you know, what package you like upon your skill level, and we can work with you. And it's a casual environment, based upon how hard you want to go and how much you want to learn. Our guys are there for you. So, yeah, look it up. And it's relatively inexpensive. By the time you get it done, if you want to go as a couple, if you want to go as a family, our junior program is outstanding. We just started the first tee program down there, and it's wonderful. Just give it a shot. You know, it's a great place to go just to be yourself. It's a great slice of Americana, and really proud of work there.
What is also epic about French Lick is their charity involvement. Talk about that.
Well, like I said before, Mr. Cook up in Bloomington looked at, you know, making the resort. You just don't put $600 million into a resort and expect to be paid back. He did it as a tool to rebuild Southern Indiana. If you look at a lot of these smaller towns across the Midwest, you guys can attest to this. You know, once a company moves out, once a industry is gone, it sort of just leaves behind skeletons, and that's what we were dealing with. And when Mr. Cook decided to pull the trigger on this, part of it was to employ and educate and make Southern Indiana strong and great again. But our charity work that we do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. It's not only if you go to, you know, a golf tournament in Chicago or Milwaukee or in Tampa where, you know, hey, we got a silent bid auction that's going. It's like, great. Yeah, so we donate a lot of stay-and-play packages. And if you guys are out there and see one bid on it, it's probably a great deal. But when we decided to work with the Legends Championship, one of the big things in Indiana is the Riley's Hospital for Children. It's a children's hospital in Indianapolis. They cover all 92 counties of Indiana. And kids go there who need help, kids with cancer, kids with birth defects. Any sick kid, you know, sort of goes through that. And we're now going into our fifth year of making Riley's our beneficiary of the Legends Championship and now the Senior LPGA Championship. And this year we've raised close to $1 million already. All the proceeds, all the profits go directly towards the hospital and the kids. And the kids are involved, and you know, they serve over 300,000 kids a year, crass, you know, go over the threshold of the hospital. And once you start thinking about that, and once you start using, hey, we have the tool to use golf to raise money for research, raise money for the art department, raise money, you know, for a mom and dad to stay across the street at a hotel, we're fortunate to have that tool. And it's a cool thing. And over the last 5 years, you know, we've developed relationships with these families. And it really is special. I'm blessed to have three kids. They're all healthy. But coming back is very humbling and seeing everybody there. But you know what? They're normal. And if you treat the kids like normal people, and that's all they want. And this year we have something really cool. And if any of your listeners want to help, we go to FrenchLick.com, click on our auction. We've got some really cool auction stuff. But we have a really cool thing. If any corporations out there want to sponsor a starter, we have a Riley Child introducing the golfers throughout the Senior LPGA Championship at the first tee. So, they'll be wearing caddy bibs with, you know, whomever the corporation is on it and go and do it. So if there's anybody out there who want to help, just let me know. Love to help out. Be great.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, that is just epic itself. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what else would be epic? Father's Day is just right around the corner. How about taking Dad up to French Lick Resort? Brandon, how can people find out more information on how they could take Dad there for Father's Day?
Just go to the website, FrenchLick.com. We'll be more than happy to help you guys out, whatever you need. And I guarantee it, it's cool to be around the golf business. It's cool around everything else. But, you know, if you like bowling, if you like stables, if you like shooting stuff, it's a full service, full fun factory down in Southern Indiana. What more can you ask for?
Brendan Sweeney, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Have a great day. And for all you people out there who want to tune in, if you set your VCR to July 10th, 11th, 12th, Golf Channel, a little bit of slice of history. First ever senior LPGA championship at the Pete Dye course in French Lick, Indiana.
There you go.
Awesome.
Coming up next here on Biggs Golf Talk, it is the Golf Life Report as we make the turn here off of the ninth green on Biggs Golf Talk. We'll be right back right after this.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGolfTalk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. The June episode of Golf Life is currently airing on Fox Sports networks across the country. In this episode, we visit the Kingdom at TaylorMade's headquarters for fitting advice, and top teacher Devin Bonebreak gives us a lesson on solid contact. We visit St. Mark Golf Club to see how they added a tap room, creative events, and course upgrades to bring in new golfers. Plus, we show you top online golf products we've chosen for your golf game. All this and much more. Head over to GolfLife.com now and click on our TV schedule to see when this episode is airing near you. Looking for deals on golf products? We have you covered over on our discount deals page. Lots of great discounts on golf gloves, clubs, head covers, and training aids. We want to help save you money when it comes to golf, so head over there now and start saving. Are you interested in learning about the latest golf products? Head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/GolfLife, to see hundreds of golf videos with top teachers that give you great golf tips to help your game, and tons of videos showing you the latest golf products released this past year. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out GolfLife.com or follow us on Facebook.com/GolfLife or on Twitter @GolfLife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. Check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net.
That is BULLZISports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk. Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network Stitcher Radio and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. As we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18, what a show it has been so far, huh, Billy?
Yeah, it's been a great show. I'm excited for the rest of the show to come. I mean, it just keeps getting better and more informative. Contest announcements, more contests coming in the future. I mean, we're stacked. We're doing a great thing over here, and a lot of great information, golf, non-golf, fun, family fun, Father's Day guys, got it all.
Brendan Sweeney was great as a guest. I mean, French Lick Resort getting it done out there in every aspect of the game. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yes.
Actually, with the Callaway fitting, it's just epic. There you go.
Yes, literally. And you know what? I was there for several days, and it's not enough because that place is – there's so much to do, Biggs.
Yeah.
I would suggest going there, unless you just want to golf like I did. There's so much more.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me.
Yeah.
I
agree. But, you know, while you're golfing, your kid, there's so much for your kids to
right,
do there.
Right.
I mean, the resort itself is like its own town. They got a trolley that runs through it, Biggs. It's amazing, man. You know, it truly is.
U.S. Open is taking place during Father's Day week, and Billy, you know, people got to wonder what to get dad for Father's Day. What if my dad's a golfer? I know golf balls are probably on the top of the list. Dad can always use golf balls. That's true. Dad can always, mm-hmm. You can always go to Encore Golf and get him some Encore golf balls. Bill, yep. The Golffather Cuevas, every single year puts out a Father's Day gift guide on golfball.com. And Billy, this year is no different. Want to give a preview of what some of the ideas and gift ideas that you have for dad out there?
We'll start simple. I'll stick with the golf balls like you. Strixon, I called it from the beginning of the year. They were going to have a big year, and they did. They won all gold on Golf Digest for all five of their balls. Personally, I've played the Q-Star Tour. Great price point, great ball, and I've been playing the Z-Star XV. Also a great ball. They got the five full line, all different price ranges for all different types of golfers. I think it'll make a great, great gift for any golfer out there. And then we're going to stick with the same family, Cleveland, their golf putters this year, $99 for the Huntington Beach putters.
You can't go wrong with that.
Ones. Oh, no. And the thing, Biggs, all six of the Huntington Beach are gold. All in one gold for Golf Digest, $99. You know what I mean?
With all the putters out there and all the new technology with putters out there, you're telling me that this Cleveland Huntington Beach putter for $99 won a gold award?
It won six.
Six gold awards. Wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And I was fortunate enough to roll one, and I love it. You know what I mean? I really do. It was right up there with my gamer. Right up there, Biggs. And you know how I feel about my gamer.
I know.
For the price, this Huntington Beach is phenomenal. It's a great super value, and it'll make a great Father's Day gift. After that, I wanted a Golf Now. They have a gift, give dad the gift of hot deals. So for $50, you can buy $100 in hot deal promo codes, which is amazing because I get some great deals with hot deals. I get out for $12. So somebody like me, I think I'm going to gift myself this because now instead of paying $12, I'm paying $6 to play golf on a course that's normally $40-$50 or higher. So yeah, I'm in that all the way. Great gift.
You know what? I just might get that for myself as well because my son likes to play Mequon and Hawthorne Hills, and they also those two courses do have hot deals like at 11 a.m. They usually have two or three tee times around that time for hot deals.
Yep.
And that would pay for the whole summer for him. That would.
Yes. It's amazing. It's an amazing deal. Absolutely. And they have some other hot deals there as well, you know, that you can look at, you know, great savings and stuff like that. They got a lot of Father's Day gift packs, with Medicus. They got a Father's Day gift pack. But then we're going to run a course real fast. We're going to go to
Puma and Volition America. They've joined forces to help the Folds of Honor. So they have their own site, volitionamerica.com, where you can purchase items. So you can give the gift, you know, of shirts, pants, hat, anything, you know, golf related as such. And they make a donation to benefit the Folds of Honor. So you give twice. You're giving a beautiful gift and you're helping a great charity. And then for the last, you know, we're going to stick with it. Folds of Honor has their actual own webpage where you can go to and you can get everything humanly possible there that they have for shopping, from shirts to hats, all kinds of things. And of course, freedom is not free.
That's right.
So, you know, you're going to get somebody a really great gift, and it's the gift that's going to keep giving. It's going to give back to the Folds of Honor, and it's going to help, you know, those who've given the ultimate sacrifice, because only 1% serve. And unfortunately, not everybody gets to come back. And there's a lot. We, you know, both of us have met a lot of people who have been impacted by this, and it's a great way to give back.
Absolutely. Send somebody through college, paying a scholarship. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So when you purchase something that has the Folds of Honor, you know, we talked about Jamba Juice last week.
Yes.
So
big time.
Yeah. Anytime you support something like that, you're giving back and helping a loved one of that family member that either lost their life or severely wounded. For their kid to go to college. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah. There's so many things out there that are giving back. You know, I'm glad you know, Jamba Juice with their tumbler is one of the newest things. So there's so many now that are coming out, even especially with the next tournament coming up next week. I think, you know, people, if they shop and, you know, smart, they're going to get a lot for their money and they're going to help a lot of people in the process.
Absolutely. Just a company I want to throw out there, too, who has a number of things under their name brand, under Instagolf LLC. Head over to instagolf.net and see some of the stuff, the spider divot tool, the shoes, and they got other things out there too. Head over there, couple great gift ideas under Instagolf LLC. Instagolf.net is their website. And also, what makes a great shirt for dad comes from Bulls Apparel. They just have their new tour collection. And why not get dad that USA Patriot polo for 4th of July? It's just right around the corner. It's not that far away. Dad would be festive and would be representing the US of A if he had that Patriot polo. And it's not very expensive either. Head over to Bulls Apparel. Anything else, Billy?
Bushnell Rangefinder.
Yep. You know,
it's always a great gift. And they're part of the Folds as well. So if you make sure if you shop for Bushnell, get that Patriot pack. If it has to have that marking for the Patriot pack, and they will give back. So it's an amazing thing. You know, anybody that gives back to that 1% who's serving our country, you know, I'm going to support. I'm going to do my best. That's who I'm going to shop with. That's whoever I shop for, that's where they're getting their gifts from.
U.S. Open taking place at Erin Hills. I hope to see you out there. And don't forget to remember Dad this week for Father's Day. And by the way, a special thank you to everyone that participated Women's Golf Day this past week. I heard it was just a huge success nationwide and in Canada and worldwide, as a matter of fact. Women's Golf Day that took place on June 6th, I heard a lot of people participated in it, and it was just a huge, huge success. So, Billy, that's it for another great show, my friend. How about it, huh?
I'm going to be heading out to see Wesley Vargas at her book signing.
There you go.
At the Villages. So, and I'll get to hang out with
Mama Daggett.
Mama Daggett and Papa Daggett.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, the weekend is looking good regardless of what happens. I have stuff to do, so I'm happy.
Billy, until next week, my friend, we'll see you then.
All right, have a great week. I'll talk to you later.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bullseye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullseyeSports.net. That's B-U-L-L-Z-I, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckett Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.